The UN's World Food Program has announced it will cut one helicopter and two airplanes from its air services to Sudan's Darfur region. The agency says it will need an additional $20 million by mid-June in order to maintain a full service. WFP Sudan spokesperson Amelia Casella told us more about the cuts.
We fly a fleet of six helicopters to get to some of the most hard-to-reach parts of Darfur where there is either no roads available or the roads are blocked due to fighting, banditry, or at this time of year, even the rainy conditions. We've cut one of the helicopters from our fleet, and that's going to reduce our ability to take aid workers to the deepest part of the field. It's also, unfortunately, going to reduce our ability to respond to urgent medical evacuations and security relocations due to insecurity. In addition, we have also been forced to cut two of our fixed-wing aircraft. What that means is that the routes that that fly from the capital of Khartoum into Darfur and also to South Sudan are going to be cut by one day each week. It simply means that our capacity to fly people in and out of Darfur and in and out of South Sudan is going to be cut back, and some aid workers simply won't get on those flights.